hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can
I believe
be
this
so
is Dan Strauss singing with his band, the Southtown Johnsonville Brats.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was me singing this.
No?
The Johnsonville Brats? No.
With those blue.
Oh, it's the Southside Johnny Band.
Oh, that's something that was cool.
Oh, you threw me off there. Seconds.
This rover.
Did you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when he'd put on a dress and play a girl bunny?
No.
I'll be the jazz Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Well, here we are again. Once again, after all these years. Still crazy after all these years.
At the Radio Ranch.
17 and a half years. Yeah, Radio Ranch, the morning zoo, the afternoon zoo. Let's see, this is the end of February, so March, April, May, June. In 4 months, we will have been here 18 years.
Wow. Whoa.
That is a long time.
It is.
It really is. It's taken its toll on us. You can probably tell that.
How many years did you put in? Well, I put...
You'd probably tell that we ran out of really good material about 8 years ago. So we're trying to fix that. Welcome. Welcome. Whoa, man, it's the 26th already. I can't believe Monday will be March 1st. And got some interesting things to talk about. We got an email from a listener. It came to management, and it was a couple of complaints about the station.
Imagine the station?
Imagine what?
And not about us. Not this show. But at the end of it, he put SMH. Now, I'm going to guess Peon knows what that is. My point here is this texting thing is out of control. Not texting itself, but these goofy abbreviations. And,
oh,
and what happens? What?
OMG. Like, oh, my God.
Dan, we know those. Okay.
TTFN.
Dan.
Ta-ta for now.
Dan.
Yeah.
Nobody. No man. Says ta-ta for now. No man, no heterosexual man
Tigger
in any
that.
Discussion with ta-ta for now.
That's right. Tigger did say that.
Why did you, is that one of the first few ones you mentioned was ta-ta for now?
Well,
why did you do that?
That's because I remember Tigger said that.
No.
Tigger on Winnie the Pooh.
You use it.
No, I don't use it. On texting?
Yeah, I don't think anybody does.
It's what is
Dan
it?
Dan sure knew it.
T-Y... Something.
Right, we're not going to go through the whole list.
Do you want to start?
But here's my point. It's out of control. Okay, texting. That's the age we live in. People are going to text. They're going to always text. But this crap about putting things at the end of emails and somebody has to go looking it up, they don't know what it means. Let's limit it. Let's limit it to about 15. LOL. I think we've all got that one. Laugh out loud. Okay, OMG. Let's keep it to 10. Wait till you hear. How many text legitimate used abbreviations do you think there are?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
I mean, there are new ones created
thousands.
Every day by kids.
2,000.
Yeah. I mean,
I have
kids are making up new ones every day.
I have 1,403 of them in front of me right now. No. This is unbelievable.
Is this going to be like a quiz?
No. Well,
we're going to go through some of them?
No, we'll kick a few of them around after the Burke segment. But when the guy ended the email with SMH, and one of our management people said, do you know what that means? I said, no. Peon, you probably know. You probably look it up. You just look it up.
No, I didn't know that.
Dan, do you know what it is?
No.
Go tell him.
Shaking my head.
Right. Then they're shaking my – and there's SM – there's F, almost – there's F – there's SMFH.
I know.
Shaking
that
my
be.
Blanking head. Yeah. And there's SMMFH.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Shaking my
That's
mother
really
blanking head.
Wow.
So you not only have these goofy abbreviations, you have variations of the abbreviations. And it's ridiculous. I mean, it's out of control. I mean, even kids, I'm sure, get texts from their friends, and they go, what? And then they have to go digging around to see what that means. Some of them are very, very clever. And before we get into it, after the Burke segment, I'm going to give you one example of one that, while I think it's clever, I don't want anybody sending me this. If somebody texts you 55555. Piano, don't you touch that keyboard. Don't you look it up.
55.
Don't look it up.
If they put five
fives. I saw
fives.
You start to look it up. Don't look it up.
No, I won't.
It's 75s. 55555. If you get that in a text, you don't know, do you?
No, I don't think it.
In the Thai language, the number five is pronounced ha. So it's ha 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 ha. 55555.
Oh, my means, goodness.
Yeah, I know. I know. No, no. It's who figured this out? So it's ha 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 ha. 55555. When it would be quicker to just type H-A-H-A.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Four instead of five of these.
Well, the kids, yeah, that's what I see articles all the time about, you know, parents, here are there's the new list of acronyms that you need to look out for, because they're constantly creating new ones, so parents don't know what's being said on.
Right, if they pick up their text, their phones, I don't know what they're talking about. Look, if you sent a text to somebody today and you said, hey, why weren't you at work today? And they sent you back the simple text, 7K. Beyond, what does that mean?
What did you have for lunch today? 7K.
No. Why weren't you at work today?
Oh,
somebody 7K. Didn't show up. I didn't see you at work today. What happened? 7K. Now, to me, that means 7,000.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Sick.
7K means sick?
Yeah. They're just telling you they were sick today. Now, if I emailed somebody and they sent me back 7K, I would call them and go, hey, don't ever send me any of this crap that I don't know what it is. Just put S-I-C-K, sick.
Why would that?
I don't know, but I do know what 6Y means in the text.
6Y?
6Y means sexy. It's 6Y.
Oh, sexy.
Sexy. Yeah.
Well, how do you get sick out of 7K?
I don't have any idea.
I can see the 6C thing.
Maybe a 6K would be sick instead of
To me, that yes, makes more sense. I agree. Now, we're going to get the Burke segment. Let's just, while we're doing this.
All right.
511. All right, let's, Peon, you send me a text or about Angela. And you go, oh, man, you know, she's... she's had some cramping, and the baby threw up on me, and I send you back 511.
Oh, I don't know that
Sorry.
One.
Sorry?
No. 411
is
information.
511 is too much information.
Oh, my goodness! I thought that was TMI.
Well, that's also too much information, but so is 511. Now, I got to tell you, you got to hand it to these kids for coming up with what essentially is like in the war, these codes that these codes that, you know, the Germans used, for example. That's what the Imitation Game is about.
Oh, right. Breaking the code.
They had to break the code. So if you're a parent and you pick up your kid's phone and you see the number 9 in a text, and that's all it is. Your kid received a text and they sent back the number 9. You know what that is?
No.
It means parent is watching.
Yeah, that's what I just have a list here of a new
don't,
teen text.
Don't. I told you not to do that. Delete it. Get it off the screen.
Okay. What about...
I don't want you cheating on that.
All right.
I mean it.
Well, you know, totes. My daughter told me this last night.
We T-O-T-E-S?
T-O-T-E-S. It means totally.
Right.
Like if you're sending somebody something I totally like your totes.
I have in front of me 1,403 of these. All right, one more, and then I'm telling you we'll get to the Burke segment because we got to get John Londoff on. You know how he is.
Oh, yeah.
All I remember is what stuck in my head is the last time when he said, why would his wife want ground beef when she has prime rib? He called me ground beef.
Yeah,
I haven't slept.
It hurt you.
I haven't slept. Let's say, for example... okay, my son just called me today, and the end of March, he wants to go down to Mexico and take a vacation. He deserves it. He works like 60, 70 hours a week. He gets down there, and he sends me this text, ADIP. What does that mean? Don't you touch that screen.
ADIP.
ADIP.
I don't know. ADIP.
Another day in paradise.
Oh, man.
That's what people text from, you know.
ADIP.
Yeah. No, don't try to remember these, because by the time you're done, your head's going to be swimming. But parents need to know, The only thing I knew of when I was a kid that I thought was kind of funny, and we thought it was a big deal, was Pig Latin.
Oh,
you know, I'm owing gay, ute, e, they, or stay.
And I never liked that because it was too much work.
Well, get out of here. Et gay out of ear hay. Okay, get out. Okay, so we thought, oh, man, this is great. Our parents will never know what we're saying. Well, yeah, they will. It's pretty easy once you catch on. Pig Latin. How did they get that name?
Pig
Latin. First of all, it's not Latin. What's a pig have to do with it? So here's the new thing, the new code that parents have to try to break in these texts. But I think if you get a hold of your kid's phone, there are other ways you're going to find out a lot of other stuff. Go to check the sites they're visiting. And one other thing before we get out of this and back into it. I'm one of those people that believes you have every right, if there is good suspicion, you have every right to go in your kid's room anytime you want. Ask them if they can see your cell phone. Not the cell phone thing, you got to be careful with. Kids do deserve a degree of privacy. They have a personal life, and when they get into romance in the teens, it's difficult and it's tough, and they don't want you knowing, yeah, I love you too. That's none of your business. But if you really suspect there's some drug use going on, yeah, you have every right, if they're under 18, to look in that room. We did it all the time. And they're listening on phone calls, but only if, not just because you want to check in, that's weird and wrong. But it's sort of like when the cops have probable cause. They usually have pretty good probable cause before they go busting in somebody's house. You know, they do. They got a warrant, and you don't need a warrant. It's your house, your phone. But I do think one of the other good things about the computer, the internet, and the cell phones is you can find out a lot of stuff. Now, if you don't know your kid's password on the computer to things, good luck. You'll never figure that out. But the phone sometimes is a good indicator of what's going on. Burke segment. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. First thing, I think whenever we think of smart people in the field of science and space,
which would not be me,
we think of Stephen Hawking, maybe.
Yes. He was a what would you call him?
I think he's a not physicist.
Yes, he's a physicist. He's a physicist and a bunch of other
astrophysicists
stuff.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, he's beyond being a physicist.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is another one.
No, he's a great fighter too, and he bit what's his name's ear off.
No.
Oh, I thought Mike's real name was Neil deGrasse.
No. Talk about two polar
different Tysons
in the polar spectrum there. Yeah, Bill Nye, the science guy, I would think. And then Pat Robertson, of course, is on that list as well.
Oh, my goodness.
He decided to check in last night from the 700 Club and give his thoughts and views on NASA and space travel.
Well, I can't wait to hear him.
So I thought I'd share. Pat's views.
He's an intelligent man.
Here we go.
Folks, I want to tell you something. You know, they talk about life on other planets. In my opinion, there's nothing but gaseous balls and barren rocks up in space. That's all that's there. This planet is where God has got to experiment in what he wants to have accomplished. But somehow, people want to spend a lot of money to go to Mars. I don't think Mars is someplace I want to visit, and it'd take a long time and a lot of money to get there. But nevertheless, our government, our NASA, is exploring new horizons.
There you go.
Oh. Wow.
Well, that's too bad because he's the first guy I wanted to send there.
Yes, if anybody you would have thought.
Pat Robertson,
from Mars.
Front of the line. Pat, come on up. You're first.
Oh, that would be awesome to get him.
So,
well, first of all, he's an idiot. And here's the thing. I wish I could do him. It's hard to explain.
That is a tough
First of all,
going to Mars.
He has no volume to his
voice. It's almost that vocal fry that they talk about.
It's almost like an obscene mean phone caller.
You know what?
I really do believe that, and I don't know specifically that it's in the Bible, but I believe Mars is inhabited by homosexuals. I think all the other yes. planets are homosexual planets.
And I don't want to go there.
And anyone that wants to go there has those desires. Yeah, that's Pat Robertson.
Yes, so...
hilarious. Always hilarious.
NASA,
always
shut it down. We don't need to... Pat says there's nothing out there because God didn't put anything
that
else
is,
on
you know what? That's a stupid thing to say. I don't have any evidence that there is. I don't believe in the UFO thing, but I would never sit here and say, well, I could tell you for a fact, of the millions of things out there, many of them bigger than the Earth... There's nothing living.
There are millions
there.
Of galaxies the size of our galaxy.
He's an idiot. Thank you for that contribution.
Yes, he's a lot of fun. And then the next thing, I just want to share this. It's more of a visual than just an audible thing, but I saw this article today. You have these people out here that...
you know, got to stop you. I just got to know. We got to do a segment called Ask Pat. And people call in. I'll be Pat Robertson, and I'll tell you what I think Pat would say. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go
okay.
ahead.
There's all these people out there that... test all these different tech things, you know, they review them and show. So this one guy, he's been wearing this new Microsoft band, which is essentially one of those fitness bands with a little screen on it. So he was excited today to find out that they sent a new update to his Microsoft band that puts a keyboard on it now. So you've seen the size of those Microsoft bands, though, right? You've seen how skinny they are.
Yes.
So now he's demonstrating this keyboard. I mean, his finger is the size of like a third of the keyboard, and he's trying to tap these little letters, and he says that the keyboard has this smart technology where it pretty much guesses what words you were trying to type. So it's more than a visual, but I just these bands nowadays that everybody, you know, these fitness bands and smartwatches.
One of these companies just interviewed my daughter. They've interviewed her four times. Yeah, there was a last final interview. That's down to a few candidates, and it's a company. This is all they do, and it's a huge business. This fitness
I can't
band
believe
and
it.
Belts,
yeah,
and cuffs.
It's the newest craze right now.
Oh my goodness! And I'd never heard of the company. I'm not going to mention it now, but apparently they are. That's all they do. Garmin is in it. Nike is in it. But this is all they do.
Yeah,
and it's taken off like crazy.
But you
look,
see,
we had people on our. Who was on? It was Katie on our. Remember that?
Had one.
On,
sure.
Had a watch. It was incredible, and it would tell her every step she had taken, how many steps she had taken. It was also a watch. It was also a text messaging thing. It was what. I can't see that well. I want to see something bigger. Look, I just got the iPhone 6 Plus. I don't want a watch face telling me that.
Oh, right. And it shows him trying to respond to a text, and it would take 10 times as long if he just, instead of just getting your phone out and doing it, him trying to tap on this little band on his
call
wrist.
Call me when you have a band on your arm. All I have to do is hold my arm near my mouth and go, hey, call Peon. And
exactly.
He just does it.
Like, yeah.
Call
Tracy.
Me when you have that band.
Yeah, the Dick Tracy watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk to John, and then we'll come back and finish the Burke segment. I hope he's on the phone, and I hope he'll go easy on me today. He's been awfully tough on me. Holy
yeah.
God.
Well, I don't know why.
He can't hear me, Nick. He can hear
no,
me.
No, he can't hear
buddy.
Me.
Now can you
hear me? How are you?
Yeah, hi, John. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you, Frank?
I'm having a good day and
that's
a bad,
great.
And
that's
a bad
great.
Day. I think it's the finish. And a bad day, you know.
Well, let's focus on the good things, Frank.
All right.
Those are the things we focus on. Let's try not to dwell on the bad things.
Well, that's a great attitude. I wish I had.
That's
it.
Frank's specialty, right?
No, yeah, my specialty is dwelling on the negative.
About,
that's
always got to find, you know, that silver lining. And
well, I feel better already.
People talk about their glass being half full, half empty. Man, baby, mine's to the brim. Mine's to the top.
This is for you, John.
Always look at the bright side of your life.
That's right, Jack. Listen to what Jack's singing.
Always look at the lighter side of your life.
Pretty much sums up what John was trying to say there.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, was that you singing?
Yes. I do kind of a Jack Nicholson singing impression here.
That's great voice.
Thank you.
Great voice. So I'm out. Mimi and I were out last night, and who pops in but my buddy Joe Fresca and Gary Unger. Gary Unger.
Gary Unger, former Blue?
Player for the Blues, former Blue. He's in town for the hockey tournament down at Steinberg, Men Against Cancer, and Joe Fresca donates countless thousands of hours. We're going to make sure that we support it, as always. But, I mean, Gary Unger, when I was young, and he's the guy that got me really into hockey. First of all, it was Barkley Plager, Bobby Plager, you know, Red Berenson. But then when they drafted this guy, you know, with those long, I mean, what a tough.
Oh, Gary Unger was, he was a lady killer, man. The ladies loved him.
He shook my hand last night. I mean, he has got a paw. I got a pretty good-sized hand.
Was his dad with him? His paw was with him?
Right, I'm being really serious now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm talking about, like, one of my, like, Mimi said that if you'd have seen your face when you saw it, and I'm not into jocks at all, okay? You know, I mean, I played enough sports. I guess they're great. Some of them are better. Hockey players are the absolute best. You know, our manager and our baseball team, Mike McVie, another great, great guy. But this guy, Gary Unger, we stood there and talked for about a half an hour. It was just like, are you kidding me? Material, and it was good stuff. I just had to share that.
And the end, when it was all over, did you sell him a car?
I'm not sure.
I saw Gary Unger fight one time. Remember, he was like a goal scorer and not a fighter. I saw him fight one time, and he just beat the crap out of whoever it was he was fighting. I don't remember, and it was like, whoa, where did that come from?
Well, I'm telling you, if he hit somebody with those hands of his back in the day, oh, yeah, I guarantee he'd have knocked him out.
And he didn't wear a helmet.
No, I mean, none of them did. But he was, I don't think he ever wore a helmet in his career.
Yeah. I remember when you were younger.
Would have messed his hair up. You guys all know about that. Wearing a helmet messes your hair up.
Heck yeah.
You might remember when you were younger, the fighting power of Gary Unger.
Wow.
Another spur of the moment piece of poetry. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
The talent. It's unbelievable.
Thank you, John.
You should always have a great day. Someone with as much talent as you, Frank.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, usually when you wake up in the morning and the first thing, you're probably going to go brush your teeth, you look in the mirror, you've got a smile.
You know how I measure my talent, and I know how much it is? Every day when I go and check the job offers from other stations in town, I go, oh, wait, you know what? I'm thinking about 10 years ago. I'm sorry. I was thinking about something else. I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
Why would you worry about job offers? You have a great job. You get a great deal. We get a great. Yeah, I mean, this is awesome. You know,
when
I was talking to Thompson Price yesterday, we hope you continue to do this for another 20 years.
You're right.
You're a young man.
You're right.
You're just going to get. You'll get funnier with age, like a good bottle of red wine.
Wine gets funny.
Age. Yeah. Wine gets funny.
That was a great.
Well, the more you drink, the funnier
you get. The older the wine is, the funnier you are.
There you go.
Drink.
Better.
Yeah, wine gets better with age.
That's what they say. But if you opened a 50-year-old bottle of wine, I mean, is it going to be horrible?
Yeah, sometimes it is.
So there's a limit. There's a cap.
Yeah, you open up something that was been hanging around since the '50s or sixties.
So it has a shelf life. There's like a peak. You open it when it's at its very best.
Yeah, that's right. You do.
Right.
But, there's just a few days remaining in this fantastic month of February. You know, a couple of inches of snow today. You'd have thought we got 2 feet of snow. Unbelievable. Oh, no,
Dan, show them a couple of inches. Go ahead. Right.
That's swollen.
What 2 inches looks like.
Ooh.
That's gross.
Yeah, it is.
But, yeah, poor thing, Dan. But listen, I see as I look out here over Interstate 270, the sun is starting to peak out here in beautiful Florissant, Missouri. We're going to be open until at least 6:37 with deliveries. We've been really busy today. The lot obviously completely cleared off. I even saw my service manager, 32-year veteran of Johnny Londo, Bruce Weiner, just the greatest guy, squeegee in his hand, keeping the service drive-in lane dry and safe. We have these massive floor heaters that keep, any moisture dries it up. But, we got a floor machine. We'll be scrubbing the shop tonight so that our guys come back and work tomorrow. It'll look much better than most service departments because, we care. Not only care about our customers, but the guys and gals that work back there for us to keep your cars and trucks running.
And what is the floor machine? Is it that you push it or do you ride it?
It is a self propelled at a slow speed, probably about 2 miles an hour, with a hand lever. and then they also want a break. But it, I think there's three floor scrubbers that, and then a vacuum that pulls the.
So you stand, behind it and kind of guide it around.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Have you ever used it yourself?
I used it personally. Yeah, when we first got one, because I used to scrub that floor with a broom, and I used to use, salt. I mean, I used to use a soap powder that, when you throw it up in the air, sometimes it would blow back in your face if you're young and dumb like I was back then, and the wind, the garage doors were open, and it blows back in your face, and that would sting a little bit, But
man, I didn't know you had it that rough.
With a broom, a hard bristle broom, and then take a hose. I used to have to beg my dad for a nozzle. He said, just put your thumb on the end of the hose. I said, okay.
Hold on a minute. I'm tearing up. You couldn't afford a nozzle on the end of the hose. You had to put your thumb on the end of the hose. It's unbelievable.
There's nothing we couldn't afford it.
No, they could afford it, but
cost cutting.
His dad didn't give it to him.
Why pay for a nozzle when you put your thumb on the end of the hose? I agree with your dad.
I swear to God, I used to have this shirt, uniform that said John Jr., right over the left pocket. And there would be times, my dad would bring friends of his back there that were buying cars, and I don't know if he was just, I know he loved me, of course, but I think he just wanted to show people, look, I got my kid back here working like a dog back in the shop, And sometimes he'd come back, and he'd look at me, and he would forget my name. So I would put my time card over my pocket so that my name, John Jr., was blocked, and he'd look, and he'd see that time card, and he'd freeze. And I'd go, just like yours, oh, my son, Johnny.
Sounds to me like you're laughing at your dad's dementia. Sounds to me like your dad was having a little bit of an issue.
Oh, no, he was just, he'd always tell great stories and everything else, and all of a sudden he might forget my name. But, Frank, you don't forget my name, do you?
I sure don't, John.
That's right, Frank. That's what I appreciate about you. You are a true friend. True friend. You are. We are tight,
I have a reference manual in front of me. It's called Family Relations Book. And I just turn to a page where they explain relationships in families. And I turn to the page, big bold heading on this chapter, when a man forgets his son's name. And it says under there that it is a blatant indication that he hates the kid.
Oh.
So, all this time you never knew that. But that's what this book says.
What are you trying to say, Frank?
I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just trying
You are.
Merely reading from a book.
Really?
You're
really
trying to be mean again.
Passing on information.
You're trying to get me back.
I'm trying to get you back to the ground beef thing.
Hamburger. That's it. The hamburger. I just said hamburger.
I think you said ground beef. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It hurt. All that matters is it hurt. That's all that matters.
Prime ribs a lot better than ground chuck beef, whatever.
Okay.
So, great day today. We're having a great day. You still having a good day, Frank?
I sure am, John.
All right, Frank, I just want to make sure that I'm brightening up your day. That's part of my effort every time I talk to you. Put a smile on your face, maybe hear that chuckle, because you have one of the greatest laughs.
Well, people don't understand, in our contract, it says we have a contractual agreement at least once each segment to make each other laugh at least one time. That's in the deal.
You make me laugh more than once. I just have to hear your voice and I start to chuckle, because I know something funny is going to be said. Well, and usually it's about me, so I might as well go ahead and laugh.
Yeah, you might as well.
All right, Frank. I can see this is going nowhere.
Yeah, we had an article yesterday.
You're multitasking. You're reading something.
I'm not reading anything. I'm not reading one thing. I almost never read anything here. Yesterday we had we were talking about some article. It was one of those Dear Abby columns. And no, it was an article about an issue. It was called Meno something pneumonia. It's what you call a condition where somebody annoys you with the way they chew or they, tap their fingers on you, stop it, or they click a pen, click, 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 click. And there's a name for that. And so we got to talking about different things that annoy people, and I mentioned that there's very little that annoys me about my wife except the way she sneezes. And I just wondered if there's anything you think you do, a sound that you make in particular, that annoys Mimi. Dan, see,
that's not right.
That's not right, because that's something everybody does.
What's that?
That's not a regular habit. I don't think that's a habit.
Dan?
Dan did it.
Maybe.
And?
He just
that's
had some.
Nice,
he had some bad prime rib.
Yeah.
So, what do you think it would be with you?
I mean, nothing. What do I do that annoys Mimi?
Nothing.
I don't know. I think sometimes when we're, you know, out or on a trip and I just start talking to people because I just talk to people. And
my wife does that too.
She's like, why do you always talk to people? I'm like, I just said hi. I'm just
my wife does that too. She does that. People say hi. I go hi.
So what do you do when you step onto an elevator? When you step onto an elevator, let's say there's three.
You know what I have done, and I'm not kidding? I've done this because you can't detect that I'm doing it. You just do that, and there's not any evidence of who did it. Just and just stand there and watch everybody.
Why do you laugh when you hear?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But if you don't, there's something wrong with you.
There is.
If you don't laugh at that sound, that's the universal funny sound. And if you don't laugh at that when you hear it, I'm not kidding. There's something. We don't have much time. Play that Michael Jackson thing we have. And if it weren't for these two sounds, especially the one, it wouldn't be nearly as funny. Do you have it?
Oh, the Michael. Yeah. Give me a second here.
Yeah. We probably played this Michael Jackson interview, I don't know, 300 times at least. And you tell me if it would be funny without just a little enhancement that we gave it. Now, Pian, this is going to take a while.
No, here, I got it.
Okay, here we go.
They served a search warrant on me, which allowed them to view and photograph my body, including my penis, my buttocks, my lower torso.
Oh, I did it passionately.
What's the matter with you? Do it again. Now you have to do it again. Yeah, I got to do it again. Holy yeah.
They served a search warrant on me, which allowed them to view and photograph my body, including my penis, my buttocks, my lower torso, thighs, and any other area that they wanted.
Can you not laugh at that?
That's the first time I've ever done it.
Oh, that's good. That is just classic.
Oh. I'll tell you something else. I don't remember much. I have a terrible memory, and it actually is a serious issue, and it has to do with medication I took years ago, and even the doctors have told me it ate some parts of my brain out, and I don't remember stuff, but I remember.
Isn't there something you can take for it now, though, to help your memory?
No, it's gone. Kevin Slayton used to work here, and he got the hiccups.
Is it those hamburgers you eat all the time?
No,
oh, my
he got
goodness.
The hiccups one day, and I'm not kidding. Every time he hiccuped, hit that same thing that you hit from
Oh, I was crying.
It
I could not breathe.
Hilarious.
I couldn't breathe.
And, of course, the more he got tickled, when you laugh, the hiccups get worse. It makes them worse.
He kept going, now stop. And every time he did it,
here, I'll be Slayton beyond
all right.
with the hiccups. Carpe diem. Every thing is carpe diem. Don't talk while I'm talking. I'm a lawyer. And I'll tell you right now, this whole... Excuse me.
Oh, my God. What is it that just makes you just giggle? Oh.
And any variation of it. Tell me one I like, the long, sort of slow one.
Oh, yeah, that's
play
a
that
good
one, Peon. This is...
You know the talent that takes. I can't do that. I don't know who can. I mean, you have to practice. You have
you know
to really
what's funny?
Eat,
no matter which one,
habit or something. No matter what do you eat no, that makes you want to do that.
No matter which one we play, everybody listening has performed every one of them
at
some time or another, under different conditions and circumstances, and clothing, and environments. And that's what's so funny about it. Well, now we are completely out of time. I'm so glad you took all this time.
I gotta say, I've received like 3 text messages of people listening, and one wasn't for Mimi because her family does not like to talk about that stuff.
Sorry, it's live.
Again, talk about gas or going to the bathroom.
One cheek sneak.
Like Kitty, I know one way to get Kitty to just absolutely just like if she's here at work. That's disgusting. I'm like, it's natural.
It is natural.
It's natural, but
it's natural and it's disgusting. It's natural, disgusting, and funny.
Now, we're not asking your great listeners to come in here and say, hey, how about this?
No. If you want to come in and do the Rodney Dangerfield hand under the arm.
Hey, somebody step on a duck.
Yeah, you can do that. That's acceptable. Nothing else.
Okay. The number here is 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 1800. Don't know where that's coming from, but listen. We love the AM and the PM crowd. They are just the absolute best, and we will continue to take great care of your listeners. And thank you very much, Frank and Dan and Ian, for everything you do for us. Okay?
It doesn't work with John, so for some reason. You know, guy runs a mega dealership, and it just doesn't somehow. See, it's expected of us because we're juvenile delinquents.
Oh,
we're old juvenile delinquents.
See John, the impact you have on me. It's a terrible influence.
It is a bad influence, and I'm sorry. We'll send you some business, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
That wasn't even. You can't hear me, can he?
No.
That wasn't even a. What was that?
I don't know.
Weak. All right, we break and come back. Let me do one bit of business, then we'll break and come back.
All right.
We won't be behind. We have a lot of. Hey, it's Thursday, by the way. So Talent Day. Our show is called The Call. Like, get it? The Voice. And we're gonna need some talent today because I've told you the deal. Two Thursdays in a row. If we don't have some talent, this contest is over. I don't want that to happen. Any and all audible talent. Don't do what we were just doing, okay? Because I know that's exactly, you know, coming out of the break, that's what's going to happen. Listen to this. Now, we're the masters of that, so don't try that. That's not really a talent anyway. So you can call anytime with that or anything else, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. First Community Credit Union is my bank of choice the last 7 years or so. I guess technically it's not a bank, but it really is a place to do all your banking. It sort of is a bank. It's a bank not in the name. And I think the real difference is that banks are for profit. They're owned by somebody or a group of people. First Community Credit Union is owned by its members, meaning customers. For the privilege of having that security and stability, you pay a dollar for every account you have open. $1 has to be in the account for that. That's going to be about the best dollar you ever spent when you see what banking at First Community Credit Union is like. Now, you probably know they are the exclusive sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning. This Saturday, there will be no yard sale. Gotten some nasty texts about that. It's not my fault. Don't blame us. Yard sale returns March 7th. Business as usual, Paul Warner at the controls, 7 to 9 o'clock every Saturday morning. It's a terrific show, and it is on the air. I'm not kidding. It is really on the air because of First Community Credit Union. So thank them for that. Tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate it. And join the thousands of people who decided to do all their banking at First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, 40 locations, firstcommunity.com.
Here's a guy who's a master at the one-cheek sneak while he's airborne, Tim Weiland.
Yeah, you might say that. Hey, this traffic report is brought to you by Premier Boxing Champions. Boxing's back on NBC Primetime. See Keith Thurman clash with Robert Guerrero and Adrian Broner take on John Molina Jr. live on NBC March 7th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Or 7:30 p.m. Central. Don't miss it. All right, they have cleared that accident on southbound 270 that was near Olive. All lanes are open. Everything is running well there. But we do have a new crash now on westbound 40 at Big Bend that has the left lane blocked. Looks like traffic is starting to jam up from about Kings Highway out through Big Bend. A little bit heavy on northbound 55 in that right lane park to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report also brought to you by Wix. If only everything in business was as easy as creating your own free professional website with Wix.com. Get your business online today for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning on McGraw Live. We'll get you ready for the weekend with the latest national news from ABC Radio. And I'll bring you local news from the KTRS newsroom. Jim Holder gets you ready for the sports weekend. And Tim Weiland mans the traffic center. Our regular movie review segment comes up after 8 a.m. And we'll talk about Madison's Gift with historian David Stewart. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you'd like to see more clearly normally without contacts or glasses, but you don't think there's a LASIK procedure that can help you, the first thing you need to see clearly is the truth. Because LASIK procedures are now available for more vision problems than ever. Nearsightedness, farsightedness, even astigmatism. Get all the eye-opening facts now from LASIK.com and see how we can offer a solution that's right for you. We can even offer a solution that's right for your wallet, too, including $400 off the LASIK procedure that's right for you. Individual results may vary. So call now, 1-800-600-8239. LASIK.com provides answers to commonly asked questions, brings you up to speed on the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and gives you access to America's leading LASIK providers. So if you want to see more clearly without glasses, get the facts about the LASIK solution that's right for you, and find out how to get $400 off, that's $200 per eye, at LASIK.com, call now, 1-800-600-8239. That's 1-800-600-8239.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-600-0476. That's 1-800-600-0476. 1-800-600-0476. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Florist Mayor Tom Schneider from the beautiful city in the Valley of Flowers. Founded in 1786, we're the oldest and largest town in the county. I'm inviting you to Valley Industries Mayor Shamrock Ball Saturday night, March 7th, 6:30 to 11. Please join Belle Fountain Neighbors Mayor Bob Doerr, Blackjack Mayor Norma Court, Ferguson Mayor James Knowles, Hazelwood Mayor Robinson, and me, Florist Mayor Tom Schneider, at Garden Villas North on Parker Road between Old and New Halls Ferry for a fabulous evening of elegant fun to help a great cause. Florissant is proud of the traditions of generosity and fellowship in North County, and the Florissant Council and I are honored to help host the 8th Annual Mayor Shamrock Ball to benefit the Valley Industries Shelter Workshop. Valley Industries happens to be one of the great Florissant charities helped by the Florissant Rotary with proceeds from the Florissant License Office. Spare some green and wear some green to enjoy our Mayor Shamrock Ball in an enchanting cruise ship setting with music by Bob Cuban Brass. From Old Florissant, this is Mayor Thomas Patrick O. Schneider asking you to visit mayorsshamrockball.com for ticket and sponsor details.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning on McGraw Live, we'll get you ready for the weekend with the latest national news from ABC Radio. And I'll bring you local news from the KTRS newsroom. Jim Holder gets you ready for the sports weekend. And Tim Weiland mans the traffic center. Our regular movie review segment comes up after 8 a.m. And we'll talk about Madison's Gift with historian David Stewart. It's McGraw Live starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 Sold or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
at Granite Busters. They make it easy to say yes.
Right now until March 9th, it's the Granite Busters Why Wouldn't I Sale?
With no-nonsense bottom-line pricing, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed.
And when you buy 50 or more square feet of granite countertops, you'll get the following three items absolutely free.
A stainless steel undermount sink, valued at $350, free.
A sink crate, valued at $100, free.
A complete plumbing hookup valued at $250,
free.
That's $700 worth of extras,
absolutely free.
Stop in and check out over 125 different colors and styles and pick out the perfect slab for your kitchen at the Granite Busters Design Showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Call now to schedule an appointment at 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344.
Or visit online at granitebusters.com.
The Why Wouldn't I Sale is going on now
at Granite Busters.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Bill Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
See why Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life Technology is different than other motor oils. Go to seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, well, obviously, there are lots of people who want to talk to you about what to do with your money. You know, everybody wants your money. Every business wants you to do business with them and give you their money for food and restaurants and clothing and whatever, and you name it. And then there are lots of people that want to tell you how to handle whatever money you have. Lots of them. We're going to recommend one. Mark and Jason, Stiefel Nicholas, 25, 6, 7 years, something like that, quarter of a century. That's Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. I think you'll like them. If you have $25,000 or more, and some of their clients have a whole lot more, as in millions, okay? But don't feel like because you only have $25,000 or $28,000 or $50,000, well, you know, they don't want to talk to me. Yeah, they do, or they'd make the minimum, you know, half a million or a million. This is the business they operate, so that people would. Now, look, if somebody has $200, they'd go out of business. They'd be meeting every day with people who had $300. So you understand, you have to. I don't think you have a cap on it, but you have to have a minimum. The minimum is $25,000. And one meeting, and then you make the call whether or not you think they know what they're doing. You like what they have to say. Even if you have a financial planner, second opinion cannot hurt. It's not just about retirement. Things happen down the road. You need to be ready. You know the website. You hear it every day.